Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Look, there is no point in bringing on 100 new customers in a year if you're going to lose 30 in the process. Now, I'm all for you as a seller or an organization making a decision to fire the least profitable or the worst performing clients. What I'm not in favor of is you losing customers because of poor account management or because of lack of attention. In other words, I'd rather you do the breaking up than having your customers breaking up with you. So here are some steps. First of all, you have to measure your churn or your client retention. One of my clients, for example, spent years telling me that their client retention rate was 98%. After a couple of years of this, I finally decided to measure it myself and found that it was actually closer to 73%. That's a huge difference, regardless of how many customers you had. Now, armed with this data, we were able to make some changes to their account management process. Yes, it was a little painful, and it was embarrassing for the customer to realize they'd been wrong for all these years. But the truth is important. You can't fix the problem if you don't know what the actual numbers are in sales. Second, once you have those actual numbers, let's set a realistic goal for what your retention rates should be. The reason why I decided to question this client was because I just didn't think that 98% was real based on the industry. So once we knew that their retention was 73%, we decided let's set a realistic target. Industry averages turned out were closer to 75, so we decided to set 78 as a target. As a result of setting this target and putting together a proper client nurturing program, we did manage to get the customer closer to 80, which is a huge increase and much better than the industry average. So what does an account nurturing program look like? Well, it means that you're reaching out to your customers on a regular basis, showing them value and making sure that they're using the products or services that they bought from you. Clients that are using to the fullest extent the products and services they bought are less likely to cancel. Clients that are only using a portion of what they bought are more likely to cancel. The first step in your account nurturing program needs to take place 30 to 60 days after the client has purchased. And it needs to be a health check. What I mean by a health check is call the customer and make sure they're utilizing your products to the best and fullest of their ability. After that, I propose that an account nurturing program reaches out to your clients on an every 30-day basis with something of value. It could be a newsletter, it could be a training tip, it could be a video, it could be a meeting or a face-to-face group session, or it could be a telephone call. You have to decide what's best based on the type of products you're selling and, of course, the amount of clients that you're nurturing. The reality is if you don't reach out to your clients until their anniversary or the day they need to renew or the day they owe you money, your clients will become disgruntled and leave. The biggest reason why customers leave is because they feel uncared for. They feel like you're indifferent to their needs, and I know that you're not. So make sure you put an account management or an account nurturing program in place to help retain your customers. Doing so will, of course, increase your profits, but also increase your ability to leverage these customers into new sales through testimonials, case studies, and referrals. And we all know as sellers that that is the best way to grow your business.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.